Alrighty, we are heading into the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour, and before we hop into ABC News, I have Lieutenant Stephanie Norman with the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. And Lieutenant Norman, what are we talking about today?
Mental health and OVIs. So you would say, well, how's that? How does that work? So one of the things I want to talk about is a lot of times people with mental health issues, maybe they're going to be on some type of medication, something that will help them be able to deal with the things that they need to deal with. And we want to remind folks to make sure that when you're taking prescription medication, that you follow it to a T and that you listen to your doctor's guidelines when it comes to driving while on that medication. So a lot of folks think, well, if I'm on this medication and I go out and I drive, I'm okay. Well, one, you're not okay, because if the medication requires that you not be on it, you know, if it's got something that's going to make you drowsy or hamper your ability to drive, then no, you're not okay. And two, just because you've been prescribed it doesn't mean that it's still not an OVI. A lot of folks think, well, because the doctor's given me the medication, the prescription, I'm permitted to do really whatever I want. And that's not really true. Even though the laws look at alcohol, marijuana, other types of drugs, it can affect your driving ability, and it can affect what you're doing out there out on the roadway, and it can be an OVI.
So, you know, it's important to talk to your doctor and ask questions about everything.
Absolutely. So here's the other thing. Knowing that you have to take this medication and it might not allow you to drive, don't skip your medication, because now it will have some altering effects depending on what type of medication you're on. It can take you from a high to a low or a low to a high. And then, again, your driving ability can be affected by that. So we want to remind folks, follow your prescriptions to a T, but if you find that it's got something that's going to affect your driving, try to find an alternate way to do transportation, whether you've got a family member, a friend, somebody that can take you where you need to go, or if it's before you take the medication, you know, maybe alter your plans and make it fit for you. Just little things that you can do to keep yourself safe out on the roadway.
And, you know, as part of asking your doctor, make sure your doctor knows, hey, if you have no choice but to drive,
right,
maybe there's a different type of medication that can be given instead.
Absolutely. And like I said, we do not want you to not take the medication, because obviously it's there to help you. You know, if you're feeling, you know, apprehensive or just like your mind's going a mile a minute, you know, maybe also talk to your doctor and before you go out on the roadway. We've had a mental health issue yesterday out in the Wayne County area, and we just want to make sure that folks aren't hurting themselves and or hurting anybody else because they're not happy with how things are right now. So there's always somebody that you can talk to. There's always somebody that can help. So just think about that for a second and allow that help to come to you.
And, you know, mental health is always a tough...
It's touchy.
...subject. It's something that nobody wants to talk about, but it's important, and sometimes just talking about it.
Right. I think sometimes we get so afraid. We're afraid to hurt somebody's feelings. We're afraid to make them mad. A lot of times you got to point things out sometimes before somebody realizes what they're doing or what they may be doing and how it affects you and those types of things. So it's real important, you know, reach out. You know, if you've got somebody that you're concerned about, there are resources for you as well. You know, I heard on the radio as I was pulling in about 180, Anazal, you know, the counseling center. There are a lot of places that you can get a lot of resources that can help you along the way. But again, we want to keep you, my end of it is traffic safety. And we've seen that a lot of times out on the road where somebody may automatically just drive left to center because they're upset. So it's just, you know, those little types of things that, you know, we worry about. I've seen it in the past where, you know, we found notes and people weren't happy. And we just want to make sure that people are safe when they're out and about traveling.
And you should not drink alcohol while on medication, because that could cause, if what you may normally be able to do, you know, you may not normally go drive. You may decide, I can go do this.
Absolutely. You know, and I also want to preface sleeping medications. They can have a huge, huge effect on what you're doing. And it might not be the effect that you think, where it makes you drowsy or something like that. There are certain medications that are for sleeping that have the opposite effect. And next thing you know, you continue taking these thinking that you need to sleep and that it'll help you sleep. And now you've taken too many and now it has completely wrecked your body and you don't have any idea what you're doing. So real important for you to know what medications can do to you and the effects that it has on you. And if it's first time you taking this type of medication or whatever, maybe plan ahead and you know, get your groceries, do all the things that you need to do before you start taking this medication, because you might not know how it's going to affect you.
And that's why it's important. Every substance you put in your body, talk to your doctor, get all the facts, look up what's in it, look up what it reacts with, you know, make sure that you guys talk about reactions with other things. That way you don't put yourself or others in a situation that could be difficult or dangerous.
Absolutely. So, you know your medications, know your body, know what you're allowed to do, know what you're not allowed to do, and really stick to that.
All right. Anything else? I mean, that's a really deep, you know, important subject. And is there anything kind of,
you know, again, it's okay to speak up. If you see somebody that's struggling, speak up, reach out, have those conversations, let them know you care, you know, let them know how important they are to you. You know, it could be just one conversation that keeps somebody from doing something that they shouldn't.
And don't just assume because somebody's posting, oh, yay, oh, fabulous. You know, just say hi to them, too, because you don't know what they're covering for.
Absolutely. You know, people deal with things in different ways, and some people will put on a big smile, but yet, you know, behind those eyes, they might not be as happy as you think. So just be kind to everybody. You know, be nice. Say hello to everyone.
Kindness matters.
It does. It does.
And you can never, sometimes even just a smile is enough, a wave.
Right. So do what you can. Know your prescriptions. Know what you're allowed to do. Don't mix alcohol with your medication. Just be smart about the things that you're doing.
And if you're not sure, ask. Always ask.
Absolutely.
Open dialogue. Ask, ask, ask away. It's never a dumb question when you're talking to a doctor.
Right. And if you have questions about medications and how they'll affect you also, and you know, maybe you don't feel like you're getting a clear understanding from your doctor, you can contact your local law enforcement. They can talk to you a little bit about prescriptions. They can talk to you about alcohol levels, those types of things.
Where the legals are and everything right. Like that. So you know exactly what you're looking at.
Right. We just want to keep everybody safe out there. And, you know, it's important for everybody to make it home at the end of the night.
You know, law enforcement is not just for pulling you over when you're speeding or have an OVI. They're there to help. They're a knowledge of information. And if they don't have an answer, they have the resources to get you to the answer.
Absolutely. So contact your local law enforcement, highway patrol, sheriff's office, whoever you need to keep yourself safe.
All right.
Thank you.
Important messages from Lieutenant Norman today.